Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and I'm back with another video. And this video is going to be a little different because I have to talk about some things. Now, last night I have had, you know, one of the issues I have is constipation. It's always been a real bad problem with me, especially during the fall. And I think I strained way too hard on the toilet. And when I got up, my entire face was numb. Like, all of it was numb. You know, you get that tingly. It was just completely numb. I don't know if this is evidence that an aneurysm had ruptured or something like that, but I did not feel what they describe as the worst headache or pain in my life, nor did I have any other pains in any of my areas. The chest, the back, other things that I've researched. What I got was just a very numb feeling in my face. And it did not prevent me from working, although I had nausea and a little bit of confusion, disorientation, and somewhat tunnel vision. Now, so what I've done is, you know, I did my job, which was basically another 3 or 4 hours. And I decided to just make do and do some reading and find out what's going on. So basically what I have now is something called intracranial pressure. It's basically, if it was an aneurysm, it could be anything. It could have been a vasovagal syncope. It could be something like that. But basically, what it does is, it basically, like, all the blood goes to your head. It feels like all the blood's in your head. And it pushes on everything. Like, it pushes on your nose, so my sinuses were all inflamed and stuff like that. And my mother told me to take some anti-inflammatories, which I have been feeling a little better. You know, NSAID, anti-inflammatory drugs, which I've actually looked up, and those actually are pretty good. For this sort of thing. So, I'm not really sure what's happening now. I didn't have an appetite at all in the afternoon, but I do now. A small appetite. I can eat. My drinking hasn't been a problem. Like, I can still drink water and all that. I try to stick to water. And, I don't have any real sense. I had confusion earlier, but I don't have the confusion now. Obviously, I'm talking to you guys. But, I had this slight confusion and, you know, just disorientation. When I would try to sleep, everything was kind of just mixed together. It was just really bizarre. And I did get some rest. I was off and on. It was in and out. Like, I would get up and then I would get back to sleep. But I have got rest. I did get some sleep. And I'm going to get more sleep. But, you know, I'm definitely thinking about going to the ER, even though I know they're going to want a COVID test. And I will hopefully be negative for that. I don't see any reason why I'd be positive. I haven't been positive before, and I had a test in February. So I shouldn't be that big on their radar. And if that goes through, I will get an MRI done, or whatever test they want done to find out, you know, what's going on and what I need to do. Because if it's intracranial pressure, it needs to be relieved. There's two ways they do that. They do that with surgery. They put a shunt in you. Or they do another one, which is where they give you, like, diuretics. And the diuretics actually relieve the pressure through your urine. You pee it out, basically. So it's going to depend on what they say is best. And hopefully, it's not even that bad. You know, hopefully it's not nearly as bad. Because, again, I didn't have the worst headache of my life. I did not feel an intense, sharp pain. It was just numbness. That was all, numbness. And it was numb for a very long time, for a number of hours. And then, of course, I started taking the anti-inflammatories, and it has gone down. It just feels like your head's really stuffed up, is all. And I have slight pains in the back of my head. Like, you know, just maybe not quite the back of my head, but in the middle. Just there. It feels like a burning sensation, actually. It doesn't feel like a pain. And I've looked that up, and I can't find anything about that. But again, I haven't had any real super issues. I haven't fainted. I have not vomited once. It's just I think I took it too hard, and I think my body is going to bounce back. I haven't seen any indication that it's not. A lot of people don't make it 24 hours. I'm past 24 hours. So, you know, we're just going to continue to keep moving. We're going to continue to keep going and keep moving and work with this. This is just, hopefully it's just a minor setback and it'll go away. Because I don't like it. I don't like to talk about it. It's not a good thing. It makes things harder for me. It puts you in a very bad state of affairs, like your mind. And it also, it basically just, I don't know. I mean, it basically just sucks, guys. It sucks. Don't ever strain in the toilet. Don't do it. If you can't go, you know, get a stool softener or something like that. But do not strain in the toilet. Do not strain in the toilet. I will tell you again. Do not strain in the toilet. Just use a stool softener or something. And make sure you get adequate fiber. And do not strain in the toilet. If you can't go, don't. Just deal with it. It's better than having something like this happen where you, where I may have ruptured an aneurysm or something else. Whatever this is, it's not quite good. You don't want it to happen to you. So, you know, I want to get it fixed, and whatever they recommend is what I'm going to do. This is a bad situation. I'm making the best out of it. I'm not going to let it defeat me. I'm glad that I'm coherent enough to talk to you guys about this. I'm glad that I'm coherent enough to get all this stuff set up straight and that it hasn't robbed me of my cognitive functions all too much. And it's just going to be something I'll have to work with as punishment. You know, as punishment for not taking good care of my bowels. So do not strain in the bathroom. I'll tell you once again, guys, don't do it. Because you'll end up like me with a weird intracranial pressure and whatever this vasovagal or whatever it is kind of thing is. I don't know. Again, they'll have to do tests. Hopefully they'll do those tomorrow. And we'll see what's going on and what they recommend. What's their course of action. It's a scary, scary, scary thing. I've never been so scared in all my life, guys. I was really, really, really scared. It's, you know, on the brink of death. It's really scary stuff. Like, all you did was just strain in the bathroom, and it can kill you. Like, literally. Like, that's scary, guys. It's really, really, really scary. I know we talk about a lot of horrible things in the world, but there's simple things that can just really destroy a person, you know. And you know, ICP, intracranial pressure, not insane clown posse, but intracranial pressure, actually, they say can mess with your eyes and make you go partially or completely blind. So yeah, that's something I want to check out and just you know, get everything, get all my I's dotted and my T's crossed, you know, just make sure everything is straight. And hopefully we can get back to better content and better times and, you know, just stuff that I like to do. But I had to get this out. I've been stressed. My anxiety has been through the roof. It's not good for people with anxiety. If you have really bad anxiety like I do, it'll flare it because the brain's like, oh no, I might, something's happening to me. It doesn't understand what's going on. So, you know, the anxiety just rakes up a million. And that's not good because then you don't know what's going on. If it's the thing or it's the anxiety. But, I mean, I consider myself thankful because, you know, Billy Mays died like that. He died of an aneurysm when he got head trauma on an airplane. He got head trauma and it killed him. He went to bed and that was it. So I was always worried about, you know, getting in to bed with this situation and if I would wake up. But apparently God wants me awake. So I'm glad for that. I'm eternally grateful. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I hope you guys, well, you didn't enjoy this video, but I wanted to tell you what was going on with me. But I wanted to keep you abreast of the situation, and with that, I'm out.